Blog Talk Radio.
It's the Morning Show.
Okay, you want to rehearse it one time before we go in there?
With award-winning journalist Cheryl Smith.
I'm good, but I'm not that good.
Bringing you informative, enlightening, thought-provoking, inspiring, and entertaining talk radio.
Young people going to stand up real quick. Come on. Come on. Yeah, we gotta stand. Yo, everybody, come get your bounce on. Get your bounce on. Get your bounce on. Don't be cute with it. You gotta get, come on. Fifth one. Fourth one. Come on. Sing it.
Thank you.
wait. Think I wanna hit the horns.
Good morning. Welcome to the World According to Drew. I'm Andrew Wiggum, live from Studio A this morning on this beautiful, beautiful 28th day of May, on the eve of Memorial Day. We have so much to talk about, so little time to do it. As always, read Jack American newspapers where you are. We have a conglomerate of news resources led by the great Cheryl Smith. We have My Eye Messenger, Garland Journal, and the Texas Metro News. No excuse for the news. We got it all in one corner of the world. Make changes throughout this world. I just like saying that. It just sounds so good to hear it. Again, Memorial Day is coming up, and give you a little tip on Memorial Day. Memorial Day is originally called Declaration Day. It is a federal holiday in the United States of America honoring and mourning the U.S. military personnel who have died while serving the United States Armed Forces. It's observed on the last Monday of May, and this has happened from 1868 to 1970, and one time on May 30th. Many people visit cemeteries and memorials on Memorial Day to honor and mourn those who have died while serving the U.S. military. Many volunteers place flags at the graves of military personnel at our national cemeteries. Memorial Day is also considered the unofficial beginning of summer in the United States. The first national observance of Memorial Day occurred on May 30th, 1868, known as Decoration Day, to honor and proclaim Commander-in-Chief John A. Logan and Grand Army of the Republic to honor soldiers, and that was the Union soldiers who died in the Civil War. The national observance was preceded in many local ways, local ones between the end of the Civil War and Logan's Declaration. Happy Memorial Day, the official day, or should I say the official start of summer and some lives. So much going on. We'll talk a little bit about Tina Turner, who we lost, an icon. Go back over some memorial ups and downs, look at some of the things that we like to do on Memorial Day. Look at some prices that have jumped extremely high. 7 kids found unsafe living conditions 40 miles north of Philadelphia. We'll talk about that and get some feedback for those who are on the line. And is Texas catching on? One of the GOP leaders here in the state of Texas that was put in place by President 45 has now been removed. Can't even believe it. Not in Texas. What the heck is going on? So, give you a little hint this morning. You know we lost an icon this week, Tina Turner.
You know, every now and then, I think you might like to hear something from us. Nice. Easy. There's just one thing. You see, we never, ever do nothing.
Tina Turner, born Anna Mae Bullock, November 26, 1939, died on May 24, 2023, was American-born singer known as the Queen of Rock and Roll. She rose to a prominence that led to the singing of and the group of Ike and Tina Turner's Revue before launching a successful career as a solo performer. Ms. Turner began her career, as we said, in Ike and Tina's Kings of Rhythm in 1957 under the name Little Ann. She appeared in her first record, Box Stop, in 1958. In 1960, she debuted as Tina Turner with a hit single, A Fool in Love. The duet of Ike and Tina became one of the most formidable acts. And I will repeat that, most formidable live acts in history. They released such hits as It's Gonna Work Out Fine, River Deep, Mountain High, Proud Mary, Nutbush City Limits, before disbanding in 1976. In 1980, Tina launched one of the greatest comebacks in music history. In 1984, her platinum Private Dancer contained the hit song What's Love Got to Do with It, which won the Grammy Record of the Year, became the first and only number one song on Billboard Hot 100. Age 44, she was the oldest female artist on top of the Hot 100. Her chart success continued. Better Be Good to Me, Private Dancer, We Don't Need Another Hero, Typical Male, The Best, I Don't Want to Fight, Golden Eye, Tina Turner. All right, Tina Turner, a legend, dead at the age of 81, would have been celebrating her 82nd birthday coming up here in November. You know, it's interesting when you talk about Tina Turner, some of the things that she was able to do, the ups and downs and in-betweens, being with Ike Turner. We've seen the story. How things occurred, and actually she has a tie to Dallas, Texas. That's when she broke up and ran to the hotel and got a room when she got away from Ike. Tina Turner, dead at the age of 81, all the way from Brownsville, Tennessee, and where she died in Zurich, Switzerland. Other names, Martha Nell Turner, icon. Her spouse is over here, Ike Turner. They were married in 1962, divorced in 78. Erwin Bach, married in 2013 to the present. Four children. Her relatives is Eileen Bullock, her sister, Alfreda Turner, daughter-in-law, Eugene Bridges, first cousin. As people say, first cousin, once removed. I love that when they say that. Tina Turner, we'll play a little bit more of her music a little bit later. All right. Whoa, what a way to start your Memorial Day weekend. We're going to look at some prices. Folks got to be aware of what's going on throughout the world, especially on Memorial Day weekend with all the barbecues. people will probably have up. We'll look at the conditions where 7 kids were found just held captive in their own homes. Our GOP, Grand Ole Party here in Texas, which is 145, a person he put into space. And as always, the lines are open for you to bring many things up forward, and we're just excited to be here with you. Don't forget your e-blast. You can get your e-blast. All you have to do is call 214-941. Oh, it escaped me, but I'll have it here. 0110. Again, 214-941-0110. That's where you can get your e-blast. It goes out every single day, and we can get the news that you can use. As we look through the e-blast today, and I encourage you to do, so many good things are coming up where we want to make sure you don't miss. Celebrating 196 years of the Black Press. It's Asian Pacific American Heritage Month. One thing I can say about the management of the paper, they definitely cover every single thing. And that's what I like. We leave no stones unturned. As we mentioned earlier, Ken Paxton, who is the Attorney General, will be impeached. What was nearly a decade of jokes about Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton being under indictment and still holding the office appears to be coming to an end this weekend in a bipartisan vote of 121 members of the Texas House of Representatives voted to impeach Attorney General Paxton on 20 articles of impeachment, bribery, you name it, he did it. I never thought I would see the day. I just thought we were untouchable there at the house in Austin, Texas. Wow. That's something to think about right now. Classes in section. You're going to learn something today. Forget efforts of stifling or rewrite history. We want control. You know, we talk about woke and all of that, but get your history lesson here. Every week we're going to share American history that might conveniently be missing from classroom and textbooks. We're going to let you see not only the victim, but also the perpetrator. For years, you have seen mugshots and negative displays of blacks. We want to be fair. We want you to put a face with the crime. We want you to know the real story, lest we forget. We'll look at Breonna Taylor for this week. You know, a lot of speculation on the story with her, 26 years old at the time of her death. She was an EMT, emergency medical technician, who was fatally shot in Louisville, Kentucky, on March 13, 2020. Wow, it's been 3 years since that date. Put a family in your prayers. These are things that we're going to be announcing periodically just to kind of keep it fresh and moving on some of the things that transpired in our past. I'm a firm believer in how can you move forward without bringing in the past. You try to move in such a way that you don't bring things up. But how can we move forward if we don't bring the past with us? Tough, tough stuff. Other things in the blast, you can look at Adams, alum of Jackson State University and received her MBA from Hamilton University. She's more than 30 years of auditing and finance, including as director of finance and grant assistant to the controller of DeSoto ISD. As a senior director of accounting of Uplift Education, director of financial operations of Texas Kan Academies, budget analyst for DISD, grant accounting for UT, Southwestern, admissions coordinator at Morehouse College, Bessie, and, get it all twisted up, Adams, this morning. Got a lot on my mind, trying to get it all. Some of the features also have a picture worth a thousand words. We've heard that a thousand times, literally, where sometimes you have to kind of look at what you see before you make any analysis. It's not always what you see. But we always go off that first impression, which sometimes we need to just think before we move forward. But again, all this can be found on our eBlast daily. If you want to get the eBlast, you can call 214-941-0110. All right, some health news. Oklahoma football transfer headed to A&T. You know, we talk about this portal. I think this portal has been pretty good. Now the power is back in the athlete, being able to select where they want to go. Some of our historically black colleges and universities have really gained or have the fortune of getting stronger through some of these kids that were at D1 programs. And some of them find out, that's why it's so important for our historically black colleges to upgrade our facilities. Some of these kids come from places where it's just unbelievable. They can call the chef up in the middle of the night to get something to eat. They have great conditions. And some of our HBCUs are getting there, but we need to get there as a whole. Because you look at FAMU, Jackson State, North Carolina A&T, Tennessee State, North Carolina State, just to mention a few. Some of these programs are very strong and pushing to the higher levels. But we need the smaller schools. And Tuskegee is small, but they have great things. Morehouse, Morris Brown, Florida Memorial, Thune-Cookman. That really needs the support of community to upgrade their programs, and some are really pushing. It's going to take the alumni to give back in some shape, form, or fashion. Sending your kid, giving money to your alumni association, you know, sending your kid to that prospective schools. We have to keep it moving. And for those who have graduated, you just keep recruiting. Spread the word. Simple things won't cost us nothing, but at least it will secure the future of our universities. Other things, we look at, again, 196 years of the Black Press, My Truth, text or not to text, written by Cheryl Smith. Have you ever been in a serious regret? Warning, if you could just have another chance. You have all the answers, don't you? After all, hindsight is 20/20, and oh, what you would do if you had a chance to do over. Now, some may ask, why don't write the column a week or two ago? And it's a very good question. Give it a fresh. You don't go and buy fresh fish that's been frozen. If you want fresh fish, you buy fresh fish. You want to get it as close to the best that it could possibly be. Sometimes freezing is not bad, but sometimes freezing kind of delay the process. That's why we like people like fresh food. And that's what you get here with us with the Garland Journal, Texas Metro News, and Maya Messenger. You get up-to-the-minute news, fresh. You got to do it. All right, it's about 31 minutes after the hour. Welcome to the world, according to Drew. We have our sound technician out there trying to help out this morning. And we must continue to reach higher ground. I see that we have our commander-in-chief on. Happy Memorial Day to you. And just to recap some of the things, Tina Turner, we paid a tribute to her at the top of the hour. And you know what we do at the year end, we all the people that we've lost in 2023, Harry Belafonte. I mean, it's just Tina Turner, people who we've grown up watching, loving, respecting, are gone on. But I tell you this, their message will leave an imprint on our lives and lives to come because of the things that they were able to accomplish during these days. Craziness is going on in the world. Still, gunshots. What are we going to do? The governor of Florida announced that he is running for president. They tried a new way. They got bogged up with technology, and we know how that could be at times. But it's going to be interesting with the Republican Party, how they go about it. It's going to be a lot of mudslinging. And we're just going to just kind of follow it. You know, it's not often I get the opportunity to bring in our president, CEO, everything you want to know in Dallas, Texas. If we can get her on and see what things she's been working on lately, it's just good to hear her voice. So, Cheryl, press one. We get you on. We'll wait for her here. But as we go, I pay a little bit more, Tina. And it's taken from many of her concerts throughout the world. And just as we pay homage to Tina Turner. That was Anna Mae Bullock, better known as Tina Turner. Wow, it just seemed like all the icons. And, you know, as we get older, you know, seeing a lot of people that we've grown up with going on to glory, as they used to say in my church in Tampa, going to glory. And I think what we need to learn, too, from this lesson of what people, how they impact your life, is that we be careful how we impact the lives of the people that we come about. And do your best, because you never know who's watching. You never know who's going to emulate you in such a way that they carry themselves just like you carried yourself. So, you know, when we have kids, you have to watch that as well. Grandkids, whatever the case may be. Always put our best foot forward, because you never know what they may pick up from us. Want to make sure that they pick up the right things. Again, on this Memorial Day Eve, what are you going to do? I know we're going to be barbecuing, getting things together. Have you noticed ketchup? Went shopping for some ketchup the other day, and how it's going up from $4.08 to over $5 just for a good size of ketchup. A lot of people, well, that's not much. It's not much, but can you imagine if you go up and people are buying the millions of dollars that are going to be transferred from hand to hand during this holiday? Fashion alert. We're supposed to start wearing white. Some people have been having white on since January, so I guess their calendar. I want to know from someone, is that actually true that we're supposed to wear white from Memorial Day to Labor Day? Now they're saying there's a winter white. So we don't know. We all confused as the people in Paris when it comes to our whites. Well, enjoy, be safe. Definitely be aware of your surroundings wherever you may be celebrating your Memorial Day weekend. It's a three-day weekend for most people. And just enjoy, be with your family, things of that nature. I know we don't go out as much as we used to because of a lot of things that have been going on. But that's some sad, sad commentary there. But have fun, be safe. And we'll mention some other things about Memorial Day for you. All right, on a darker side, police in Pennsylvania arrested two parents after finding their seven children living in what authorities describe as unsanitary and unsafe living conditions, which included cage rats, feces on the floor of the home where they found the family. Authorities responded to reports on April 23rd that three children entered an abandoned trailer in West Rock Hill Township, 40 miles north of Philadelphia, according to the police affidavit that was filed. When police found the children, they spoke with their parents and returned them to their home the next to the abandoned trailer. Now, where's the social work? Where are the people at school? If these kids, see, it's so many things that we could be doing to probably reduce, may not totally eliminate conditions like this, but I know they held the kids out. Where's accountability? Where's the role? There was a time when you were in school, if you didn't show up, the dean put them near you. And where was Mitzi? Where was whoever? And that's how you kept up. But now the schools really don't care like they used to. I hate to say that. But if they take accountability of kids they know are trying to make a difference in their lives and they don't show up for school, then that must ring a bell in such a way that you will want to go and do a wellness check. Speaking of wellness check, just to flip gears, I want to say good morning to Mr. Bruce. We'll keep his name anonymous. Yeah, got a call on Tuesday that his brother didn't show up. He said he talked with his brother on Sunday. And one thing he knows, his brother loved going to work. And he did show up 2 days, so he called the city of Irving to do a wellness check, and they found his brother dead in the house. So I want to say good morning to their family. Our prayers are with you as you suffer the loss of a father, a husband, a brother in the city. We want to pray that everyone stays strong with that. Now, I said that to say this. Again, with the parents and these kids, accountability. We need to be each other's keeper, our brother's keeper, sister's keeper, whatever the case may be. Because, again, oftentimes, can you imagine people who don't get wellness checks by the police officer or family is in contact with them? You know, anything can happen. And for these kids in outside of Philadelphia, you know, the seven kids that are in rooms, approximately 24 rats in cages, according to the affidavit, feces all over the place. The kids, and I know as kids we don't have any control of where we live, but we need to make sure if we come in contact with kids to be able to tell conditions. I know they don't want their parents to get in trouble, but we need our teachers and other personnel just to notice if you see a kid, clothes are not washed, then find out what's going on. I know I ran into an incident like maybe 30 years ago like that. I volunteered at a school, and it was a little brother and little sister tandem that, you know, the uniforms were dirty. And I mentioned to the teacher, and they said, well, you know, mom wasn't as stable as she needed to be. Grandmother was still trying to get her groove on. And so the kids kind of went by the wayside. So I got together with a couple of guys. We bought them 2 weeks' worth of uniforms and asked them to bring it to the school when they take it off and had the school wash it. But just being observant, you can find out so much more. The kids are not going to tell anything that's going to be detrimental to the family, but we have to be that watchful eye for those kids and make sure, if nothing else, they had clean uniforms. And that's, like I said, it's been several years ago, and I wish I could see those kids now and hope that we made a lasting impression on their lives by at least having clean uniforms. Where kids, you know, kids can be brutal as well. But being clean, they didn't have to worry about the other classmates bothering them about their uniforms. But that's what we have to do. That's just one incident that I was able to see. There are others that we don't see, but if we can make a difference in those lives, now, can you imagine what the future will hold for them when they get there? When you feel good and look good, you learn more. Some kids don't have that luxury of doing that. So let's all lend a hand. And I'm hoping one day with this platform, we can go visit a school and make a difference in their lives. That was one of the most satisfying things. And we did that in my church back in Tampa growing up, trying to make a difference through where I went to school at FAM, through not only through our fraternities and sororities, but through student government associations. We would take clothes down to Bond. And if you know Tallahassee, you know Bond is the rec center right behind the baseball field now. We would take things down there. And it doesn't cost much, but what it does bring to you is a great feeling of being able to help these kids further their education by not have to worry about what they're clothed in. Or go and read to them. There's so many different things that we can do to enrich the lives of the many kids that are behind us. It's about 47 minutes after the hour. We're expecting Dr. Rodriguez to come on and give us some tidbits. And we see we have some folks on the line. All you got to do is press 1 if you have a question to me or what's going on this Memorial Day, the death of Tina Turner. Just things. If you want to get some things out, just go ahead and press 1. I ask that you do respect the fact that it is Sunday and that we refrain from any profanity. All right. I want to get Cheryl, if you could come on. And I just, the move that the state of Texas just made about getting rid of Patrick, I thought these folks were untouchable. But is this an indication that the pendulum is changing sides, even in the state of Texas? This is very shocking to me, and just want to get your take on it. So as we wait for her, or anyone, if you have anything, or you talk about the announcement of the current governor of Florida. I get so upset when I think about some of the things he's done. DeSantis. Now, this is the same DeSantis that ran against Andrew Gilliam, who had an opportunity until he got into that situation that ruined his credibility. From what I understand, he's trying to get that credibility back. He was freed on some charges. But you never know how people are until they get in office. That's something that we've always noticed. And people will hold you accountable. I've had my little dance with politics a little bit. And if you do what you say you're going to do, it makes it very easy to get through that process. If you deviate in any way, people are always watching. And it reminds me of a biology class watching a Petri dish. And if something moves, we definitely do it. And that's how people are walking around with magnifying glasses, trying to just keep things going, whether it's for the right or wrong or whatever reasons they have. But they keep you abreast of what's going on. All right. So as we continue, I'll keep looking. You know, we talk about gun violence, and I know recently we had the shooting here in Allen, Texas at the outlet mall, where a man opened fire at the premium outlet malls in Allen, killing 8 people and injuring at least 7 others. And before the police killed the suspect himself. That gave us 9 dead, 7 injured, a total of 16 individuals. And again, gun control is so much in the forefront of what we're doing today. I honestly feel these ARs, you're allowing people to get it at 18, which is just senseless to me. At 18, you're just now leaving high school. Your perception of the world is being warped somewhat by those who influence you at home or whatever your beliefs there. But there's so much to learn between 18 and 21. And then you have this big old assault rifle, and I say big old because it's been doing a lot of damage. And I would be remiss if I did not mention the same situation that happened when a young man left Illinois and went to Wisconsin, cross intrastate lines, and they let him off. You know, the courts are not fair in some places. We've always had to depend on fairness through the courts. But it just seems to be marching to a different beat at this moment. Kid can cross and shoot and kill, and people shoot and kill with these assault rifles. Again, assault rifles that you can't take, honey. And it's just shameful. In the month of May alone, even though May is coming to a close here, Henrietta, Oklahoma, at the beginning of the month, it was 7 people killed. A sex offender killed 6 people, including 4 family members before killing himself at the Redneck's. In Atlanta, five people affected by that, one being killed, four being shot. A man opened fire inside the Northside Hospital facility in Midtown, Atlanta, killing a 39-year-old woman and injuring four others before fleeing the scene. After 8 hours of being on the run, the suspect was arrested by the police without further incident. You know, we talk about schools. We don't hear much about the hospitals. Remember, the hospitals, if it's your major, what we call indigent care hospitals, major trauma units, they definitely have metal detectors. I had the luxury of working in Parkland Hospital. I love what I do now, but that particular job was one of the best jobs I've ever had in my life. The excitement, working in the emergency room, working on cases that you had no idea was newsworthy until you got home. Police officers, car wrecks, being a major trauma unit, drug bust, whatever it was, we did what we needed to do. We didn't look at ethnicity. We worked. And I can share this with you. I was pretty much the conscience of our emergencies because I noticed, and I'll put that out there, in other places we've confirmed too, that when it's someone of color, procedures to take 10 minutes, they may get 7 or 8 minutes. If it's someone of less color, if it's a 10-minute procedure, end up going 20 minutes. So it got to a point where I was in a cold situation, and we always asked the question, is there anyone here that feel that we need to continue? Or if you feel that we've done what we can, that we can stop. So that definitely that's going on in most of the your ERs today, because we ask that question, do we feel as if we've done enough? And if we said yes, then we'll go ahead and call it. Some instances, folks, I'm telling you, I've seen the gunshots, car wrecks, amputees, you name it. It's a sight to behold, but when you know you got a job to do, there are situations that you just can't run from. But I've always wanted to be an advocate for those who can't speak for themselves in that situation. Give me the opportunity to see you do at least 20 minutes when that's been the standard. And don't cut my people short. I've been able to be in emergency rooms in Houston, Tallahassee, where I did my training, in Jacksonville, here in Dallas, Miami, and now, you know, it's just good that we had the fortitude to make sure that every person, regardless of ethnicity, be taken care of. And that's the healthcare workers caring about the people that they care for. So when you see these mass shootings, I can say over 30 years ago, the most gruesome thing that I witnessed and worked on was a family of 8 or 9. I don't know if you all were here in Dallas. We're all trapped in a house fire with one surviving. And I worked with that family after all this went down with the one survivor, went around with Scottish Rite Hospital, Children's Hospital, just being the moderator for conversation about what happens after you've gone through the burn unit. I've seen it, and I'm just so happy and hope that we do the same thing, just making sure that we provide this equal access that we've always wanted. In America, we got to wake up. You're slipping on that facet. We need access. We need the same time spent, whether you're black or white, in the ER. If it's a 10-minute procedure, give us 12. But definitely don't get us 8. It's about 58 minutes after the hour you're listening to The World According to Drew. That was kind of unplugged. But just to let you know that this country is a great country. But when we look at the Pledge of Allegiance, liberty and justice for all, not some, we need it. These are times where other countries are fighting for whatever they're fighting for, control. We're able to walk around and do things here. But we're fighting here within our country. We're fighting ourselves. I think that we're showing a vulnerability of things here in our country when we fight each other. Who would have thought that Rodney King was such a prolific speaker when he came out with "Can We All Get Along?" That's what America needs more of, just getting along. You know, we show solidarity and strength. You know what? Nobody can come in here and destroy our country. All right. We're going to open up the phone line. All you got to do is press 1. I see your hand raised at that time on the computer board. We've talked about it a lot. If you want to say anything about Tina Turner, we talked about Memorial Day. They get a true understanding. Those who have been wearing white all winter long, now you're right on time. You can start by tomorrow wearing white or continue wearing white without your friends looking at you. We talked about the kids in Philadelphia, unsafe conditions, parents trapping kids, mice, and just conditions that are not fit for anyone. Here in the state of Texas, the Grand Ole Party started the procedures to impeach the Attorney General. I thought they had a pact. Who knows? It remains to be seen if they had a pact to stick together through it all. If you press 1, we'll get you on. Some of the other things that I did not mention, Tina Turner. Wow, such an icon. We lose Harry Belafonte. You know, and then her song, "What's Love Got to Do With It," meant everything. Everything to us. And that's what this world needs, in love. Now, some of the things, I want to say good morning to the Florida A&M University Alumni Association, doing great things in the middle of elections. And I see who's been working hard throughout, chance for a new president. And I want to make sure that if she wants to say anything to the listening audience, she could come on and we'll give her that platform. I know we have a former president on, and our leader, Cheryl Smith. You know, I knew Cheryl when I first got to FAMU. I was a little freshman trying to do good things, big things. And we had our paths crossed when I was on the line pledging, and she never lets me forget it. But then, when I moved out here, got a very strong recommendation to help her from Miss Ann Foster, who meant a lot to me as an undergraduate at FAMU. And that was one of the best things I ever followed when she told me that. I hooked up, and just, you never tell them thank you enough. Cheryl Smith, the Johnsons, Fred and Vivian, who took me under their wing when I first got out of here. So thank you. If I didn't tell you before, I tell you now. But that's what it's all about, especially when you go to your HBCUs, the family. Now, it could be going on in small magnitude at our predominantly white institutions, and it should. You know, when you got to FAMU, you didn't have to ask, where can I go get my hair done or get a haircut? You know, somebody knew, and it was able, they were able to lead you in a direction that was favorable. But sometimes when you attend the other school, most of the kids are looking, trying to find somewhere. And little simple things like that mean so much, or meant so much to me then. Didn't have a car, so you know what? We walked. We walked to chicken places. And look, I almost put a Dallas word out, chicken house. But chicken places, got around on the bus. Then, of course, when you got your car, you're really, really in high cotton. But you were able to maneuver, get around. Because now, how many people know how to ride the DART in Dallas? Or different mass communication, I mean mass transportation means in their cities. Those are the things that you pick up when you move or have people from a similar background showing you where things are, making you feel at home. You know, that goes a long way. And so we have some new Rattlers in the area. I want to say good morning to them. Again, good morning to the Southern alumni of Dallas. Went to their Bayou Bash last week. Just passed through. And for you Rattlers, we need to come up with something like that. Rattler Strike or something. It was a great event. Great food. Great seeing old faces. But we used to get together years ago and we stopped. And now they're back and running. The conditions of the rain and the soggy area didn't stop anybody. Just something to chew on right there as we pay homage to a wonderful, wonderful lady that graced us for many, many years, Tina Turner. Right, the legend, Tina Turner. dead at the age of 83, better known hit the world as Anime Bullet. Married to Ike Turner in 1962, divorced in 78. Ern Bach, married in 2013 to her death. Singer, songwriter, actress, author. Anime Bullet, Brownsville, Tennessee. I tell you, people just slipping away here. And that's why it's so important, folks, that we create our own little, I'm trying to think of the word there, just our own little kinship with our families. Share history. Oftentimes we don't give that history, or as we learn maybe in an ethics class, that folklore of traditions in your family and so forth. Those are so important, especially when you get older. Think of things that you might have done as a child or you notice it growing up. That way you can pass it and you don't lose stories. And let me just remind you of a story that I always remember. A lady cooking ham in this contest. And the judges asked her, why did she cut her ham before she put it in the pan? She said, well, I don't know. But my mother always did it. And so that's how I cooked mine. So they went and investigated, went to the mother of the cook and asked her, why did she cut her ham? And she said, well, I cut it because my mother cut it. Now, they were very fortunate that they had three generations to talk to about why they cut their ham before they cook it. So they get to grandmother, and they ask grandmother, why do you cut your ham? She said, because my pan wasn't big enough. So know why we're doing things and find out, because there's so many little things that can be passed on to you that you can pass on to your kids, grandkids, and what have you. But talking and talking about things that transpired in your life goes a long way. You know, everyone didn't have the perfect childhood, but yet and still the things that got us to this point today. And talk with your kids about it. Give them an insight of how we got where we are, so that when they become the parents of tomorrow, they can share with those experiences and maybe shape their lives in ways that we never thought. That's why it's important to talk and have that folklore. It's about 11 minutes after the hour. Some of the other things that are going on in the world. You know, you have a lot of our pastors are doing great things, giving us the divine intervention that we need. So many outstanding pastors in this area. Dr. Brady Haynes, still telling everybody to buy black. You know, it's something to consider, folks. You know, we put a lot of trust in others. Others may not care. But we want the best product for our homes, the best cars for us to drive that are dependable. But it all starts with us doing research. Just don't go by what you see on television. Talk with some people that may have gotten into the forefront of some of these things that are being brought forward. That's what it's all about, finding out. Never keep your mind idle. Keep it moving. Your greatest asset, and I always say it to me, is my mind. If I ever lost my mind, then I've lost everything. And we've developed, we've seen, we've to a point now where we can put things together unlike we did before. Each passing day, you get that much smarter. You know, take care of yourselves, take care of your kids, family members. That's what it's all about. And that's what I try to continue to do. Dallas is targeting the fight homelessness. I've gone out to count the homeless in the past. Very rewarding. Going out, providing socks, because it's always cold when we've gone out. Socks, vouchers. Excuse me. For those individuals that are out there on the street, off of shelters, the whole nine. Because some people have been run down on their luck. You just get out there and help the best way you can. Help us fight homelessness in the city of Dallas. Wow. On a brighter note, FAMU license plates, they are on the way. Want to thank the committee, Ms. Swanson, Sonia Swanson, spearheading this particular event. We want to make sure that those who are in the area, especially FAMU Rattlers, reach out to her and tell her thank you for working her due diligence to make this a reality. The Texas Rattler Plates Committee continues to work towards obtaining the FAMU Collegiate Tag. I know we're in the process. I think it's praying that it's a completed deal. But for you Rattlers, now what makes this whole thing unique? Here we are from another state where we've received our education, but we brought our talents to Texas, and we want to represent as well through our license plates. And we want to thank Ms. Swanson for that, just working hard. On behalf of the school, trying to make a difference. I tell you, I am ready. I wish we could personalize it, and we'll give her an opportunity if she wants to say something about that. Ms. Swanson, just go ahead and press 1, and just tell us a little bit about how did you get the idea about this. She might be a little shy, or my computer's not working this morning. Ms. Swanson, can you join us? Well, while she's getting it together, I'll still look. Well, everybody's shy this morning, but that's okay. For those who are on, if you have something to share, again, I always say respect the fact that it's Sunday. Just press 1, and we'll get you on. I was looking for Dr. Rodriguez. I know it's her birthday. Happy birthday to her. She said she would try to come in just a little bit, but we understand when these birthdays happen. And I had one in April, but it's something else. All right, Ms. Swanson, are you on? Might be having a little technical difficulty there. All right. Well, we'll look for her a little bit more. Memorial Day weekend. Again, to remind you, Memorial Day, originally known as Decoration Day. It's a federal holiday of the United States honoring and mourning the U.S. military personnel who died while serving in the United States Armed Forces. It's observed on the last Monday of May from 1868 to 1970. It was observed on the 30th. And I got to remember that day. So Memorial Day actually floated when it was on the 30th, but now they've uniformed it so it's the last Monday of the month. And that's why we're going to be on the 29th tomorrow celebrating Memorial Day. I know a lot of us have men and women that have fought for this country that have gone on in our families. Want to wish you the very best on this day as we remember those who may have lost their lives while serving, especially in all these wars, starting out with our generation that we would be connected with, impacted by World War I and II. I know before then, civil wars and all of that, but some of us connected to World War I and II, Korean Wars, Iraqi wars, you name it, Desert Storm. We want to just remember those individuals. We have some special buddies that are retired lieutenants in the Tampa area. Our ROTC program was very strong. Lacks of Colonel Kinsey. When you start naming, you got to think, because I don't want to call their whole name, but you, just for the sake of that, Colonel Hendricks was probably very influential in my life. Served in the wars. He was a FAMU graduate. Lost his life several years when I moved out here. It was tough swallowing, because he really shaped me during my days. He said, "You're good, but you're not that good." Kind of checked you like you check your coat at the party, and gave me some helpful things that helped me in my life. Excuse me. And he was a colonel there from FAMU that worked on campus. Colonel Washington, another influential person. Romel and Renee Washington, their father, that was very, very, very instrumental in where I am today. So you never know who can impact you. Even as adults, we sit back and we listen and go back in time. Some of the little things you learn that you can spread to other folks. That's how I was. Remember my ham in the pan. You never know until you ask. But Memorial Day, a lot of people will be going to the National Cemetery, putting flags out for those who lost their lives during a war. If you've never been to the National Cemetery in Arlington, it is a sight to behold. We have one in Dallas for those soldiers that came back, were brought back to this area. You can see it is just a peace in that particular area. Just thinking about those men and women that lost their lives. I was fortunate that my father and grandfather did return back to the States, and I had the opportunity of growing up with them in my life and just hear some of the stories. World War II, my grandfather talked about the infantry, and most of them cooked. They're cooking for the services. So that's something a lot of us may or may not have known, but it occurred, and they were very important to the armed service, keeping those men nourished during those times. Folks, again, don't forget to pick up your e-blast on a daily basis. We can get you right in where you can get what's happening. Again, I applaud Cheryl for just being right on it with these e-blasts, letting us know what's going on through and through. 214-941-0110. Again, 214-941-0110. You can't beat it. Can't beat it at all. Let's see if we have somebody that clicked. All right, everybody's quiet this morning. Yeah, it doesn't look like Dr. Rodriguez is on. Again, we want to wish her a happy birthday. And definitely tune in, because Dr. Rodriguez will give us some alternatives. We learned last week, folks, in the weeks past, about them doing 3D meat. I don't know if you all are, they call 3D printed meats, how they go through the process of making meat today. The marble, you can see, it's scary how they're going through it. What happened to the cow? It's just crazy, absolutely crazy how they're going about it. I know a lot of people are becoming vegetarian. plant-based items, which is very good. That's something that we all need to work towards, because I really have issue with a calf today and a full-blown cow in 2 weeks. Did y'all hear that? Today versus 2 weeks. It's just these growth hormones things are going, and you wonder why the kids are big. You know, what happened to the old days of just raising them and processing? But a lot of people are all about the money, trying to do things quickly. Hamburger, steak, process it. And sometimes they put meatless beef steak. Just doesn't have a good ring to it. If you go online, you can see a lot of these being processed with marble, blood, you know, from the animals. I'm looking at a picture now of how they're processing. Very interesting, folks. Know what you're ingesting. Know what you're ingesting. I tell you, as summer officially starts today, I'm just so excited. You got to get with my boss here. I hope to be, and have been looking, trying to prepare to go to the Major League Baseball Hall of Fame. Been getting information, trying to get it together. It'll be in July, as a matter of fact. And a childhood friend, been elected to the Hall of Fame, Fred McGriff. And just kind of go through that and relive. I talked to him last summer. We had talked, and we laughed on us playing baseball together, riding our bikes to practice, and now he's in the Hall of Fame. And I can tell you this, ended up being a great professional. You know, it didn't show when we were kids, but he stuck to it, or should you say stuck with it. And while we were trying to play all the other programs, such as basketball, football, golf, whatever we could play, we played. But he only played baseball. And I tell any kid or anybody, if it's something that you like and you put your heart into it, you'll get the most out of it. I don't regret playing every sport that I could, whether because they all enhance hand-eye coordination, just being fit, and that's what we need, more kids to stay physically fit. And but he just, the cards was his thing. I went on to school and made my niche. So we all have a purpose. We have to explore those purposes. As parents, we need to give them opportunities to be in positions where they can explore, where they can put out what they need to do as far as their futures. So again, my hat's off to Fred McGriff, Hall of Fame. Who would have thought? The Hall of Fame. We had some great baseball players at our school. But who would have thought? Frederick Stanley McGriff. Yeah, we went through a phase where we were calling each other by our middle names. But it's good to know somebody personally that have gone in to the Hall of Fame. It's about 27 minutes after the hour. So much is going on today. Beautiful skies in Dallas, Texas. We'll be on the road here shortly. Was in San Antonio a couple of weeks ago. So we'll be doing from undisclosed locations on Sundays. Again, some of the things, again, Tina Turner dead at the age of 83. Anime Bullet, as we found out, and What's Love Got to Do with It. I want to wish your family the very best during these tough times. Memorial Day is here tomorrow. Enjoy, be careful. Do some price analysis when you go to the store. We cover that because prices are going up still. Seven kids living unsafely in Pennsylvania. parents arrested. Just amazing. If you, it's kind of hard to even comment on it. If anyone, you don't want your kids, you know, take them to somewhere where they can be cared for. It just hurts. When kids have no say on where they live, who they live with, as far as family, but to be subjected to this, it's just really, really hurtful. The top GOP runner here in Dallas, here in Houston, El Paso, Austin, throughout the state, Dan Patrick, I think it's Dan Patrick, one of them Patrick's, is they're looking to impeach him. Now, it was a lot of controversy, if you remember, when we had the crisis with the power, when we had the snowstorm about 2 years now ago. Now, power was out throughout the state of Texas. They talk about the grid, and people were making money off the citizens of Texas. And they kept saying, no, we don't need this. And it's come back to bite him in the face, not in the hand, but in the face. Some of the things that went through his office as attorney, excuse me, as attorney general, you reap what you sow. That's all I can say. So now one of these are going to be some changes. They're going to be going on in Austin. You know, about time. Got elections coming up. Make sure that you are registered to vote. Make sure that your family members, if you got some kids that are will be 17, 18, by the time we elect, make sure they're on course. Talk to them. Get them prepared for participating in the national election. All of those men said, just make sure, folks, that you participate in the process. It's amazing how things are going these days. Some of the other things, the Oath Keepers, chief believes that he may plot again if granted pardon. Man. You know, what is going on with this country? We have separated in so many ways. I think it actually shows the vulnerability of our country to others. Where's the united front that we need? You got Oath Keepers, Citizen Reveals, something about the judge reasoning. Getting 8.5 years. You know, that thing could have, they were asking for 18 in some instances, but 8.5 years. Had participants from the Dallas metropolitan area. Now, you see the two Republican candidates for president, you know, they're stating a guy that here in Texas did the kill some people, shot a guy, and people from the other wing are trying to get him out. Come on. You take a life, you definitely got to sit your time. Just crazy. Absolutely crazy. NBA playoffs, who you got? Denver is representing the West. Game 7 coming up between Miami, the Heat, and the Celtics of Boston. It's going to be classic. It's going to be classic. Last night was a very good game that they played. It went down to literally the last second by Boston pulling it off. Had to go to instant replay, and it clearly showed the young man got the ball off in time. Yeah, so it's all coming to a head with the NFL. NFL is starting. Hockey is in their Stanley Cup run as well. Dallas new offensive coordinator, which is the head coach, and switching some things. It's amazing some of these kids, former coaches, probably never played a down of football, but they're running football. And that's really awkward. I always think, you know, you have a lot of guys that have played the game. And they may have played the game at such a high level, but not all possess what it needs to be a coach. Not all. I'm not saying some will. And the prime example, well, that was a great lead in. The prime example is Coach Prime. He knows the game. He's emulated some of the coaches of how they recruited him as a high schooler. And that's normally what we do. We emulate what we know. He's been very personal with a lot of the recruits, going to their homes, just like the late Bobby Bowden used to do. Go and drink tea with the mother at the house. Not realizing that if he had any, let me get real country with you, if he had any sugar issues, he definitely got enough sugar when he got that tea and threw it off. But that's how you recruit kids. You make them feel comfortable. You make the parents feel comfortable. Everybody wants to go to a big Power 5 team. Everybody can't go. How many guys do you get? 54 guys on the roster. Even though at University of Michigan, one of the largest schools, they may only put 3 people in. But they have thousands and thousands of athletes. But go where you can go and play and get your education, get you some time in, and go for it. That's why I'm always a proponent of our historically black colleges, because you're one of the group. You're not just isolated as a football player. You're a student, and you get to mingle. Some of these predominantly white colleges, they separate them. Keep the kids out of hurt, harm, or danger. That's understood, because what happened at the University of Georgia this year was crazy. And not just Georgia, other places that may not have heard a peep out of them as it relates to this. But I always tell any athlete, go where you're comfortable. And parents still stand behind them and make sure they're going to get their education. If you're going in knowing this is my portal, I'm only going to play a year or two and then go pro, then they're missing your mission. That's going to be the toughest thing. So, and again, it's just so much that we can do, so much we need to do with these individuals. It's just breathtaking. All right. Now, let's go back to the story we were talking about, the mass shootings of our areas like Allen, Texas. It takes a different spin when it's that close to you. In the month of April through May, you had a shooting in Cleveland, Texas, Allen, Texas, within a month, with 9 people in Allen and 5 dead, a total of 14 people died in Texas because of assault rifles. It's just mind-boggling. Washington, we need you. We're pleading to rescind some of these gun laws. I know a lot of people want them, but I still think a kid at 18 is not going to be as level-headed as that of a kid that's 21. Sometimes you got to go through some stuff to get where you're going. That's an expression that I've always learned. That you have to go through something at least to get where you are. We must do it. this gun law under control. Because again, Henrietta, Oklahoma, Atlanta, Georgia, Allen, Texas, and Farmington, New Mexico, they had 10 people shot, 4 dead and 6 alive, or just injured. 3 civilians were killed, at least 6 others, including 2 police officers, were injured after an 18-year-old man opened fire in the city of Farmington. That's awesome. Awesome in a way of people responding in such a tragic moment, because they could have been worse at most of these places, especially in Allen. And I'm praying for everyone. I don't know if they're going back up out there. And that really hits home. Oftentimes, you know, you'll say, well, oh, wow. But all the many times that I was out there at Allen Outlet Mall over the years with family, friends, that could have happened then. Thank God it didn't. However, a lot of people have lost their lives, you know, even though it says 9. But who's connected to those 9? People had investments and who were with them trying to make a difference in their lives. Now they're gone. I mean, it's not much you can say about that. And you just look. Alabama. St. Louis, Charlottesville, Virginia, Oakland, Bend, Oregon, Greenwood, Indiana, Highland Park, Illinois, Allen, Kentucky, Chattanooga, Tennessee, Philadelphia. Sorry about the little pause there. Just thinking, just how many kids can't speak for themselves. You look at what happened at the elementary school, teacher getting shot. What are we doing? Folks, if you have guns and you have little hands, put it in places they can't get to. If you got to have it in your house, you hopefully don't have them, but if you do, put it up in the top of the closet, places where they would never be able to get to by themselves. They need assistance. You know, put it where you can get to it, but yet still not them. Because you look at what happened in Sacramento. Again, Portland, Oregon. New York City, Columbia, South Carolina, Pittsburgh. And it goes to show that no community is immune from getting multiple shootings or mass shootings. Chattanooga, Tennessee. We have two Allens, Allen, Kentucky, and Allen, Texas, that had shootings. So we definitely have to be on the watch out, be aware of your surroundings, because it's just something to behold. Folks, if you get an opportunity, go to Facebook and go to Texas Metro News. You can follow us through Facebook as well. 10 years of operation for Cheryl Smith and her company. You might even go in and wish her a happy 10th anniversary. It's just, again, so much going on. I want to say to each of you, you know, as we walk in this life that we're in, first of all, be honest to yourself. If you're honest to yourself, it makes it easier for you to deal with other people. That's what we need. We need something. Yes, yes, yes. Another thing you can hear in my guard dogs out there. Again, protect your pets and have them spayed and neutered. All right, folks, we're going to open it up a little bit. Just press 1. Want to hear what's going on in your world this morning? Just go ahead and press 1. We'll talk to you and give us some of the things going on. I like this part of it so that you can be involved and not always just hear me, even though I enjoy talking. But I just want to make sure that we get you if you got something going on activities. We talked about tags, and I was hoping that the person that spearheaded that would say something. With us there, they have elections going on at the FAMU alumni. I want to wish the candidates the best in that. And they're always welcome to speak on this platform because we do record it. And you can pass it out, whatever the case may be, in order to help your case of being the next president for our local here. Yep. All right. We're going to give you another little snippet from Tina. Again, age of 83.
But whatever the reason, you do.